Part 4. Directions. You will hear some short talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each short talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following message.
Thank you for calling TC Telecom on this beautiful September Monday morning. Currently, all of our operators are busy with other calls. However, if you'd be kind enough to wait on the line, one of our operators will be with you very shortly. In the meantime, if you know the extension of the person you wish to contact, please press it on your phone now. If you are calling to check your account profile, please press 1. If you wish to delete or change your service, please press 2. If you would like to get in touch with our billing services, press 3. If this is a call that needs the attention of a customer service representative, please continue holding and talk to the operator. Thank you, and we hope you have a great day. Remember, we here at TC Telecom value every call.
Number 71. On which day does this message take place? Number 72. Why is the caller getting this message? Number 73. What should those who wish to make a change in their service do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following message.
Hello, Miss Brown. My name is Mike Lee and I'm calling from Burma Airways London office about your missing baggage. I just want to let you know that we have located the whereabouts of your lost baggage and we can have it delivered to your house tomorrow. Or, if you prefer, you can come into our office at the airport any time between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. to pick it up. Could you please contact me at 777-2213 during office hours today? Please let us know as soon as possible so that we can make the best arrangement for you. And please accept our apologies for the mix-up.
Number 74. Who is Mike Lee? Number 75. Why is the caller leaving the message? Number 76. What does the speaker request from the listener? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following message.
Michael, this is Rachel. I'm calling about the plans for Friday. As you know, on Friday there will be a large-scale reorganization with a lot of old equipment being moved out, followed by a clean-up, and then the installation of new cabling. Then the new equipment will be installed. So really, only Friday will be disrupted. The rest of the work will take place over the weekend. Your department will be busy on Thursday. You can begin to remove all personal items after 4 p.m. and when you finish, you can go home. And here's the good news. You won't have to come to work on Friday. Call me if you have any questions.
Number 77. Why is the woman calling? Number 78. When will Michael's staff be busy? Number 79. What will Michael most likely do on Friday? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following message.
Hello, Mr. Duval. This is Tony from the Reservations Department at the National Opera. I received your message, and I want to answer your queries regarding the performance tomorrow. As you know, Thursday is a popular night, so I suggest that you book immediately and pay for your tickets before 5 p.m. this evening. As for a group booking, at present there are 15 seats available to your group. But unfortunately, they are not all together. I am hoping that this will be okay. Anyway, if you do decide to take these tickets, I can offer you a generous group discount of 20%. All you need to do is call me to confirm and then come in to the reservations office to pick up your tickets. I hope you have a nice evening.
Number 80.
Why is the caller leaving a message?
Number 81.
According to the speaker, what should Mr. Duval do by 5 p.m.?
Number 82.
How can Mr. Duval get the discount?
Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following message.
Hello, Mr. Jackson. This is Jane Erickson from the Port Project Committee at NPU Architectural Services. I hope you remember me. Anyway, the committee was very impressed by your presentation today, and we'd like to encourage you to submit a formal quote as soon as possible. I know that the closing date is in 6 weeks, but would it be possible for you to submit your documents in 3 weeks? The committee needs as much time as possible to evaluate each proposal and make a recommendation. Should you have any inquiries at all, please don't hesitate to call me at 781-2213.
Number 83.
Why is the caller leaving the message?
Number 84.
When is the closing date?
Number 85.
What should Mr. Jackson do if he has any questions?
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following message.
Hi, this is Sharon Starr calling. I tried several times to get through to you at the cell number you gave me, but it has been busy for the last 20 minutes. Anyway, Mr. Trent, I hope you get this message. I'd like to say I'm sorry, but I won't be able to get to the interview on time. We'll have to make it some other time. Unfortunately, there's been a major accident on St. Kilda Road, and traffic is at a complete standstill. There is absolutely no chance of me making it this afternoon. I hope this won't be a major inconvenience to you. I'm available for an interview anytime tomorrow, or even this evening if you have the time. Let me give you my mobile phone number again. It's 777-0045. Thanks.
Number 86.
Why is the speaker leaving the message?
Number 87.
Where most likely is the caller now?
Number 88.
When does the caller say that she will be available?
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following message.
You have called Academic Enterprises, Australia's leading providers of school and home-based educational programs and materials. Unfortunately, all of our operators are occupied at the present. We value your call, so please wait and one of our staff members will speak to you shortly. If your inquiry has to do with Academic Enterprises after-school or vacation educational programs, please press 1. If you have an inquiry regarding the availability of textbooks or other educational materials, please press 2. For packaging, dispatch, or billing inquiries, please press 3. For franchising inquiries, please press 4. Or simply hold and one of our operators will be with you as soon as possible.
Number 89.
What does Academic Enterprises provide?
Number 90.
What should a caller with a question about a delivery do?
Number 91.
Who should wait on the line?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following message.
Good morning. This is Karen Holmes, Mr. Reed's secretary. I'm sorry to disturb you, Mr. Stokes, but Mr. Reed just called from the airport to tell me that his plane has been delayed by fog. The airport anticipates that the fog will lift sufficiently by 10 o'clock for planes to be able to take off, so there will be a delay of at least 2 hours in Mr. Reed's itinerary. He could well arrive in New York at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That would mean that he will miss lunch, but should have no problem arriving in time for the afternoon meeting. I will call you back after 10 to let you know the situation. Oh, do you have a cell phone number on which you can be contacted? Thanks. I'll speak to you later, Mr. Stokes.
Number 92.
Why is Mr. Reed being delayed?
Number 93.
When is Mr. Reed expected to arrive in New York?
Number 94.
What does the caller request from Mr. Stokes?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following message.
Hi, Susan. This is Steve from the accounting department. I heard from the receptionist that you are very busy today because of job interviews, but I have to bring some urgent, outstanding financial matters to your attention. Would it be possible for us to get together in my office, say, tomorrow morning at 10? The particular items I would like to discuss with you relate to claims for travel expenses made by members of the personnel department after the conference last September. There are no serious problems with these claims, but in many cases the claims forms haven't been completed satisfactorily. I'm sure we can clear this up quickly. Let me know if you can't make it tomorrow.
Number 95.
Who most likely is Steve?
Number 96.
When does the speaker want to meet with Susan?
Number 97.
What does the speaker wish to address the listener about?
Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following message.
Hi, Mark. I've been trying to contact you by email, but for some reason you have not responded. This is Julie, the secretary of the Choral Society. I hope you received this message in time. We've had to cancel tonight's rehearsal at the last minute. If for some reason you don't get this message tonight, I apologize. There won't be anybody else at the hall this evening. I hope you understand that our conductor is unable to attend because of some urgent family business, and we've decided to postpone the rehearsal until next week. I can't really give you any more details at the moment, but I'll let you know in the next few days. See you soon.
Number 98.
How did the woman first try to get in contact with Mark?
Number 99.
What is the message mainly about?
Number 100.
What happened to the conductor?